Welcome to Senate Elections Committee. We have one bill up today, but I know we're pressed for time. I did want to make one acknowledgement, though, here of the vice chair of this committee, whose final hearing this will be with Senate Elections.
So promised.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman, always keeping us on our toes and being an unlikely vote sometimes and always having an interesting angle on things. And, you know, we were going through your history here and, you know, whether it's reforming voter accountability or even voting for Senator Allen's legislation, I don't know why you would do that, but allowing the establishment of independent redistricting commissions or even free vote by mail, ballot return postage, codifying the SOS requirement to promote voter registration. There have been a number of times where we somehow meet in the middle to better empower California's voters. So I thank you, and thank you for teaching me quite a bit here about how we think about the importance of democracy in this state with a little d. We've learned a lot, so thank you for your vice chairmanship.
Mr. Chairman, at a point of personal privilege, please.
Please.
We have the presence of us in this room, the former majority leader of the California State Assembly and former Secretary of State of the State of California. I see in the back room Mr. Kevin Potbelly Shelley, back there. Gentleman, right
Very
there.
Very good.
Very brilliant guy.
The presence of greatness. With that, I want to establish a quorum, and then I want to let you go, because I know you have things to do. Would you please call the roll?
Stern.
Here.
Stern here. Anderson.
Here.
Anderson here. Allen.
Here.
Allen here. Hertzberg.
Here.
Hertzberg here. Leyva. Here. Leyva here.
Okay. SB 25. Senator Portantino, sorry to keep you waiting.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. I'm presenting SB 25, which is co-authored by the chair. The proposed ballot order change in SB 25, I believe, follows a logical thought process. Right now, the ballot is a mess where things that should be next to things aren't. And with the addition of forcing local governments to be on a ballot, there's concern that offices will get lost in extensive ballots that don't make sense. So SB 25 takes a very common sense approach to this solution. It creates four sections to the ballot: a local section, a county section, a state section, and a federal section. And that is the order of the ballot, which again starts with the most local and immediate offices and finishes with the presidential and federal offices at the end. So for example, if there was a county ballot measure, it would be in the county section. If there was a local school bond measure, it would be in the local section. If there's a statewide initiative, it would be in the state section. And for example, the county sheriff right now is not with other county offices and judges. They would all be in the county section. So I think it's logical. One of the amendments we took in the final stages of this was the bill would not take effect until the new voting system modernization project is complete for the County of Los Angeles, and they declare it operative and notify the Secretary of State. And I believe with that amendment, LA County withdrew its opposition. And so it would take effect when they're ready to have it take effect. And they also have an opt-out provision. After they do it for two elections, if the county determines that they don't like it, they can opt out. They decide they like it, they can stay in it. So we've empowered the county to make an analysis of this county, Los Angeles County pilot program. And so we think it's got a good balance to it, and we think it makes sense. And I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Very good. Thank you, Senator. Those in support, please come forward.
There's lots of support. But there's nobody here.
Very good. I do see some support on the analysis. But,
yes, there's lots of support in the analysis.
Those in opposition? Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the dais. Members, questions, comments? Yes, Senator Allen.
Thank you, Senator. We were talking a little bit as we were walking in. I think you wanted to have this conversation in the hearing, but...
No, I didn't. I was hoping to have it in the hall.
just the rollout. Like, what's the time frame? How do we give adequate flexibility to the county to roll this out in a way that makes sense to them post 2020?
So that's why the bill doesn't take effect until they've created and instituted their voting system modernization. So they didn't want us to do it
before. What does that mean, voting system?
They're creating this whole new system, Los Angeles County. They didn't want us to force them to do it before they were ready to do it. So they're creating their modernization system, and then they would contact the Secretary of State, and then they would do this for two election cycles. And based on that amendment, they withdrew their opposition.
So
they didn't want us to say you had to do it before they were ready.
Understood. I guess what I'm asking is, you know, let's say they are just rushing to get ready by 2020 for their new system, and they get it in the nick of time. I'm thinking about nick of time right now because here we are day before closing, and everything here is crazy. But they get it done before the nick of time, and then does that mean they have to comply with this right then and there, or?
The theory would be as they're preparing their modernization system, they know this is an obligation that they would then have to do. That's why it sort of makes sense. You know, if you're going to create something new, you want them to be sort of privy with what our expectation is as they adopt and create that new system. That's why this actually, the timing makes perfect sense. To me, if you say, go create your new system, and then we're going to obligate you, then they may have to adjust the system. But this allows them to plan for their modernization and new system, at the same time having this be defined for them so they can incorporate into that. And that's to me, why this timing makes perfect sense. This is when they're creating and revamping their system, and it's appropriate for the legislature to say, this is an expectation we want you to incorporate into that, and when you're ready, you do it. And that's why they withdrew their opposition.
And if I may jump in, all indications from the LA County Register from our conversations that they're on track for full implementation. There don't appear to be any roadblocks.
We haven't heard any roadblocks. And again, I think if there were specific technical things that they were raising, they would have raised it, because this was put into print last year. These are conversations that have been going on with their association, with the registrar, with different elections officials. And, you know, I know the Secretary of State hasn't taken a position, but we've talked to his office through this process. And if there were ideas or technical things that they wanted to raise, I believe they'd be here raising them. So again, it simplifies the ballot. It's a logical progression. It makes sense to try it through two election cycles. The other piece of it that I think is something that makes this a strong bill is oftentimes we sunset something or we want to revisit it as a legislature. What we're doing is we're empowering LA County that once they do it through two cycles, if they determine it's not good, they can opt out or they can opt in. So we're giving the responsibility and the authority to the agency that's going to be doing this, which, you know, is management 101. You want responsibility to equal authority. And so that's what we're doing.
Senator Hertzberg, then Senator Leyva.
Why the rush?
There is no rush.
We're the last day of session. What?
This bill's been in print since last year, so this was not a last-minute gotten amend.
I know.
I don't know why it took so long to get back to us.
Is that issue with the chairman of the committee? Is that what
could be? No, I was going to say it could be an author issue. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I don't, you know. This bill has been in print for a long time, and there's meetings have been going on for 6 months.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's been so hard about the meetings? If you just
there's been no
for us.
There's been
so
no
why does it take 6 months?
There's been no specific pushback or suggest. Normally, in something like this, people would come with a laundry list of objections, and they haven't.
So that means that when you look at the ballot in Los Angeles County, and if they don't reject it, the presidential election is going to be at the bottom.
Yes, the federal elections are going to be at the bottom.
Have there been any other jurisdictions where this has been done? Do we have any data that shows? I mean, obviously, we know that there's drop-off. People look at the top of the ballot. They get a name they know. As it gets closer to the bottom, judges and things like that, it drops off. So are the judges going to be under the county section?
Correct. And
so
see,
there's going to be pages and pages of this stuff, and then you're going to get to the bottom, and you're going to see, you know, the presidentials.
But see, we think that actually will increase turnout for all of those elections because we believe that people are going to vote on the bottom for the presidential elections, for the gubernatorial elections, and we think on the trail to that it's going to increase turnout. So we think this increases democracy and increases turnout.
Is there any jurisdictions around the world that do voting like this?
I do not know of one. But we are trailblazers here in the state legislature.
Well, you're doing stuff in Korea. You're doing stuff all around the world. You travel. You learn all this stuff. You don't know?
I'm just, I only have so much brain
capacity.
From Jersey,
I know.
You know, as good as I am, Mr. Hertzberg, I could never keep up with you.
You travel all over the place.
Anyway, Ms. Leyva.
Senator Leyva.
I just want to say I really like this bill because I have heard for years before I ever ran for office, when we used to work on campaigns, people always talk about the drop-off. I always hear from city council races, from school board races. People go out presidential election years, they hit the presidential, and then the drop-off is tremendous. I don't have any stats for you. All I can tell you is that for years I've heard that. I think it's a great idea. People are going to go out to vote in the presidential election. They will find it, but before, hopefully, they will vote for the very important races that are local to all of us. I'll move the bill when appropriate.
That's a motion from Senator Leyva, and I'll just say before I let you close, you got to eat your vegetables before you eat your dessert, you know. And the looking at a school board race or city council race might not be the high profile. It's not going to be on television all the time. It's not the stuff that is scintillating for voters always, but nothing matters more than local.
Right.
School boards, even us. I'd say even us. These offices that govern land use and our kids' education, I think, are of paramount importance, and that's why I'm proud co-author of the measure. And unless there are further comments and questions, and I think there ought to be one more from my good vice chair here. So, Senator Anderson, please.
I'm disappointed that there are no witnesses here. A registrar, voter, clerk, any of those folks to ask questions, because while it may not be any fault of your own that the timetable worked out the way it did, I'm really uncomfortable making such a huge change on the ballot that we don't know what that turnout's going to be, and we're picking the largest county, which would have a huge impact if we're guessing wrong. And I think about the U.S. Senate race that's coming up, I'm thinking about other races that are crucial to our future, and I'm just worried, and I get it's not your fault that that nobody showed up. But to be honest with you, I had no clue that you even had this bill for a whole year. Didn't know it was on the other side for all this time. And am kind of blindsided by it. I'm not saying that this is necessarily a bad idea. I'm just not willing to. I just can't get there until I talk to some experts and get their thoughts.
We did at the, if I might, during the Assembly Elections Committee deliberation, we did have one of the city clerks from one of the largest cities in L.A. County, from Glendale, who was here to speak about supporting the bill and was here to answer technical questions. So we, you know, given our calendar and given it's the second to the last day, we didn't know when this hearing was going to be, so I couldn't fly him up for it. So that was part of the issue.
Why not do it in a city instead of a county? That way...
Because we can't. Because the cities no longer can do standalone elections.
Okay.
That's the whole point, is that there are no standalone elections anymore. We, as the legislature, made counties give up their standalone elections. See, the cities had a solution to this problem, which is they did their elections in March. Then the state said, no, you no longer can do your standalone elections. You must consolidate with county elections. That's what created the problem. And so the cities now are in a panic that they're going to get lost in the morass of a long ballot. And so this is an attempt to sort of bring logic and order and start with the most immediate elections first, and we know people are going to go down ballot to vote for the president or the governor.
Through the chair, do you recall how you voted on that bill?
I was not here at the time.
Okay, just check. I can't support it because I need to get more input. And even if there was a poll among constituents asking them if they thought that they'd have a better turnout, I just think there's so much riding on this. And you know, I think about all the people that call me and want me to walk them through their ballots, and now they call me and they start reversing it. You know, I'm not saying it's impossible, but, I'm a sitting state senator. We think about it a lot. I'm not sure that family members who are not all in the same county. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot to think about.
Got it.
Thanks. And by the way, before I turn my mic off, Mr. Chair, it's been a pleasure serving with you. I appreciate your leadership on this committee, and I appreciate your openness allowing witnesses to speak often way longer than allotted in time. So thank you.
I'll learn brevity someday, but this
is... It's a good thing.
Yeah, I think we need more deliberative hearings, so thank you for that. Did we have any more questions or comments from the dais? I'll allow you to close.
I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you.
Thank you for the thoughtful conversation.
Thank you. Secretary, please call the roll. The motion is concurring in the assembly amendments.
Stern?
Aye.
Stern, aye. Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye.
All right, that bill is out, 4-1.
Thank you.
This committee is adjourned.